Sports.
Good morning and welcome to Farm Bureau Field at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge for day two of the state softball tournament and this new double elimination format. This is the Mackey Motors pregame show on 93.7 KKRL. I'm Nick Brinks alongside Jeff Blankman. Unfortunately for Exira EHK Audubon, they were one of two seeds to fall yesterday along with 2A Grandview Christian into the loser's bracket, so we get to see right away how the Spartans of Exira EHK Audubon handle this double elimination game two. They've used their mulligan. They must win two games today and two games tomorrow to advance to Friday's championship game. That journey begins this morning against fellow Spartans of West Monona, 25-7 on the year. They fell to Southeast Warren yesterday, 21-8 for Exira EHK Audubon, a 6-3 loss to Edgewood Colesburg yesterday. Just three hits in the loss. They'll look to bounce back against a team that allowed 13 hits and walked nine. Jeff, Exira EHK Audubon had all afternoon and all evening to debrief yesterday's loss. How do they bounce back this morning as the one seed having to play here in the loser's bracket?
I think they have to go back to who they are. I don't know if they played the way they have all season yesterday in that loss, and that's not taking a thing away from Edgewood Colesburg. Eggle Cedar was fantastic in the circle. She threw the pitches she needed to, struck out 15, so 15 of the 21 outs were via the strikeout, and that right there is part of the story for this Spartan team from Exira, Oakland, Gimbledon, Audubon. This is a better hitting team than that, and they need to do a better job of putting the ball in play. Yesterday, they chased a lot of pitches up in the zone that weren't being called strikes, so they were chasing technically balls. I know when I talked to Tom Peterson this morning, he said that when they got into the fifth inning, he told them they had to take two strikes before they could swing, and that's when they got the walks, that's when they got the base runners, that's when they scored their runs after that opening run in the first inning when Taryn Peterson got hit. They had three hits yesterday. You got to hit the ball better, and you got to get more people on it. They didn't bunt much yesterday. I think they're going to see more of that. They did attempt to bunt the one time yesterday when they had a chance to get up 2-0 in that first inning, and that changes the whole game, and they weren't able to get that bunt down. But I think you're going to see them be more aggressive at the plate as far as bunting. I think if they can get runners on, you're going to see them a lot more aggressive on the base pass trying to steal. That's what they did well all season long. I think they got away from that yesterday because of how that game played out. I think today they're going to go back to being Exira Oakland, Gimbledon, Audubon.
Two completely different games for these two teams yesterday. Two Spartans falling into this matchup. 22 strikeouts in the Exira EHK Audubon and Edco game yesterday, including 7 from Riley Miller. And for West Monona and Southeast Warren, they combined for 29 runs. No room for strikeouts, just 3 in that game. How does that fare, do you think, for Exira EHK Audubon? Do they come in thinking, this team gave up a lot of hits yesterday, they may be ready to give up some more today, or do you think West Monona has that same opportunity to bounce back and play more of their brand of softball?
Well, I think they have the opportunity to bounce back, and I think if you're the Spartans that we cover, Exira, Oakland, Gimbledon, Audubon, you have to flush that game for them yesterday too, just like you're flushing your own game, and anticipate seeing a different and better team. This is a team that played some really good competition throughout the year. They took on a Ridgeview team that's still alive in the Class 2A field and picked up a 2-0 victory yesterday. So you know they can pitch. You know they can play defense. Things started to landslide on them the way it sounds yesterday. And when things landslide, sometimes it's really difficult to stop that landslide. So I anticipate seeing a different West Monona team today as well.
They've got a first-year head coach for West Monona, Jackie Fondley. She's piloted them to a 25-7 season. It's their fourth consecutive state trip, still looking for their first career and first school title in softball. And for Exira EHK Audubon, they were the 2A runner-up as Audubon a couple years ago, falling to Van Meter, who has moved up to 3A this year, and they won their game yesterday. So the Spartans and the Spartans are about to square off on 93.7 KKRL, streaming online at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. We'll take a look at our starting lineups and more. This is the Mackey Motors pregame show. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. We'll catch up with head coach of Exira EHK Audubon, Tom Peterson, as well when our Mackey Motors pregame show continues after this.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here today on 93.7 KKRL. Tom Peterson, head coach for the Spartans, is joining us as they get ready to take on West Monona early on this Tuesday morning. Tom, it's about 50 degrees cooler than yesterday. I think you might enjoy this.
Oh, I got goosebumps. Well, you can see it, yep. To be honest. This is great. You know, hopefully we had some normalcy last night, Jeff, and so I'm hoping that our girls can relax and play today.
I know you guys had some craziness when you came up on Sunday. Did that impact yesterday, do you think, at all?
I can't use that as an excuse, but I know when you don't have that normalcy, you know, you're moving your bags from spot to spot. We had to leave, you know, and take our stuff out of the hotel Monday morning. You know, it was just kind of a lot of chaos,
yep.
You know. And so, like I said, just some normalcy. You know, they got to stay in the dorms last night, which was awesome. So I think I stayed in Decora, like I said to you. But, no, it's, you know, like I said, hopefully we're ready to go today.
What did you see from West Monona? I know you stuck around and watched them. They kind of got thumped a little bit, but today's a whole new day for them as well.
Yeah, you know, I went home and watched them at night. You know, we're going to have to play well. And the biggest thing is, Jeff, when I was watching them, you can't chase her pitches. You know, she's going to throw inside, outside, up and down. If you're swinging at balls, we're going to be in trouble again. You know, I want our girls to be able to make adjustments early on, and we're going to have to do that. So, you know, I was really concerned about EDCO. I'm more concerned about us today than I am West Monona, and that's got to be my primary focus.
Yeah, I was going to say, today's got to be probably more about you. The adjustments, I'm assuming, probably more patience at the plate, though you want aggressiveness.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to have that, right?
Right, and you know, once you've, you know, as well as I do, if you've got, I always try to tell our kids to think like a pitcher would, you know what I mean? So if I'm batting and that they're ahead in the count, odds are they shouldn't be throwing you a really good pitch, but if you're, you know, if it's 2-0, you better be ready to rock. And so I'm hoping that our approaches are a little bit better today. And I'm going to warm up both pitchers because I know after yesterday, we just got to be ready to rock in all phases.
Yesterday, the defense didn't get a lot of opportunities, did well most of the time. What's the mindset defensively going in today? Because you got to make plays.
Yeah, you know, I don't think either team had an error yesterday, Jeff. I don't remember, but we didn't.
Right.
You know, defensively wise, I thought we played pretty darn well. But, you know, there's a couple of balls I feel that we could have gotten to. You know, we just got to be fundamentally sound, you know. And like I said, just relax and play. That's my biggest thing today, you know. It's not done yet, you know, and I need our kids to understand that. And so let's enjoy today a little bit more than what we did yesterday.
You guys have been able to be so aggressive on the base passes with either bunting and moving or just stealing.
Yep.
Yesterday didn't get a lot of those opportunities.
Yep.
Is today more of a return to what we've seen all year?
We got to get the ball in play.
Right.
You know, yesterday they only had to field six outs. And
yep.
Of those six outs that they had to field, not one of them was hit hard. So, you know, we've got to put a little bit more pressure. You know, when we ask for bunts, they've got to be executed. You know, we had an opportunity to go up 2-0 yesterday early.
Yep.
And it's different when you do that. You know, that can change the entire complex of what you're doing. So, you know, you're going to see more bunting today out of us, I would say.
Well, Coach, I know you got to go get ready, so I appreciate you joining
us.
We'll talk to you again afterwards.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Tom Peters again joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. We'll be back with more. Nick Brinks and myself on the call coming up shortly here on 93.7 KKRL.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Ottoman today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Ottoman.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor In. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
We are live in Fort Dodge. We come to you from Farm Bureau Field, home of the 1A portion of the state tournament, five classes, five fields, until we get to Thursday and Friday when they'll condense down to one field off to our west, but we'll bring you Exira, EHK, Audubon, and West Monona. And Jeff, I know throughout the day we'll probably fall into bad habits. Spartans this, Spartans that, but we've got a pair of Spartans facing off in this one. You got to go all the way out to Ottawa or along the Missouri River to find West Monona.
Yep.
And then you've got the communities of Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Audubon making up the Spartans for this 4-1 elimination seeded matchup. Winner moves on to tonight at 7:30. Loser says, all right, it's on to 2027 and see if we can't get farther next year. But I'm sure Exira EHK Audubon comes into this one thinking, didn't really anticipate having to play the first game 2 days in a row, but here they are with a chance to bounce back after a three-hit performance yesterday.
I know when I talked with Riley Miller after their win over Fremont Mills to get them up here, I said, what's the mindset going up? And she goes, go up there, pitch four games, go 4-0, win a state title, and come home. So, yeah, this was not on the radar, and I think they're going to bounce back. I know you probably heard the listeners, especially heard Tom saying that he thinks they're in a good place. I think he feels like they're in a better place mentally today than what they were yesterday coming in. He was really concerned about Edgewood Colesburg coming in. He felt they were better than an 8 seed. They played like that yesterday.
So the winner of this one moves on to 7:30 tonight. That'll also be an elimination game, and they will get the loser of our 12:45 game, Edgewood Colesburg or Southeast Warren. So it is 100% possible to have to play the same team two times in three matchups. If you're the Spartans of Exira EHK Audubon, you could get Edco if they lose at 12:45, or if you're West Monona and you win this one and Southeast Warren falls, you won't have to do much prep. You won't have to do too much game film. You'll still have it locked in the memory bank, or maybe we see the top seeds move on here, and it's Exira EHK Audubon and Southeast Warren, a new matchup. We won't know until 12:45's game wraps up.
Well, and the one difference you could see is, I know in talking with Tom, we're probably going to see both Taryn Peterson and Riley Miller, maybe not in this game, but at some point today. And I would think that any team that has to throw and play two games today you might see different pitchers. You know, so if it is a rematch with Edgewood Colesburg, maybe they throw somebody beyond, you know, Eggleseeder from yesterday. So that could be the difference is who's got more depth in the pitching staff.
And you knew coming in, especially if you fall to the loser's bracket, your pitching depth is going to be that much more important, because if you just win your way through Friday and you go 4-0, you're a state champion. But now in the loser's bracket, you'll play six games if you win a state championship. So two extra games of wear and tear on everybody, but especially your pitchers. Let's take a look at our starting lineups on our Mackey Motors pregame show. They're also sponsoring our phone line today. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. For West Monona, it'll be the junior shortstop, McKenna Baker, leading things off. Carly Stangle, the senior pitcher, batting second. Georgia Jones, the junior third baseman, bats third. Brianna Hill, a senior, playing at first, hit a home run yesterday in that 21-8 loss. She'll bat fourth. Batting fifth, Creighton Lichtenberg, the senior catcher. Batting sixth, Bryn Stangle, a sophomore center fielder. 7, 8, 9 hitters. You've got the second baseman, Navia Haley, a junior. Bryn Bellis, a sophomore in left field. And the DP in the ninth slot, sophomore J.C. Jones. Right fielder, not batting, junior Anne-Marie Bosanek. And for the Exira EHK Audubon Spartans, they're in their white and red Wheeler jerseys today. They'll be led off by a shortstop as well, junior Taryn Peterson. Anna Larson, the senior center fielder, bats second. Junior pitcher Riley Miller, she'll bat third. Three hits, three RBIs for her yesterday in that 6-3 loss. Riley Peterson, sophomore at first, batting fourth. Batting fifth, Lucy Sanderson, the sophomore at third. Abby Wanzer, the left fielder, she is a senior, batting sixth. Batting seventh, Zoe Rasmussen, the sophomore catcher. Brenna Nelson, an eighth grader, is your DP in the eighth slot. Jordan Mulford, the senior right fielder, in the nine. And not batting, but playing second base, freshman Aubrey Nelson. Again, head coaches Jackie Fondley and Tom Peterson for the Spartans. And the Spartans, we know the Spartans will win. We know the Spartans will lose. We just don't know which ones will fill which role.
And I tell you what, Nick, we're going to see two of the best leadoff hitters and base runners, I think, in Class 1A. McKenna Baker coming in for West Monona. 77 stolen bases going into yesterday's game. I know you have the updated numbers, so I don't know if she got any yesterday. One, so 78 now on the season. That's a school record. And Taryn Peterson, to me, is an incredible softball player. I know basketball's her love. She's going to go play college basketball somewhere. I honestly think she could play four different sports in college. I think she's got the ability to be able to do that. Her instincts and her ability on the softball field might actually be better than what her abilities are on the basketball court, but basketball is what she loves. But I just think she's a special softball player, and I love watching her run bases.
Our phone line is brought to you by Motor Inn. They'll also sponsor our Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn Apparel and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn Apparel, together let's drive. Thanks so much for joining us today for our CB Sports Network coverage on 93.7 KKRL. We'll take one quick break and be back with First Pitch next. And you're listening to KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
At Farm Bureau Field here, the 1A field for the state tournament, at least yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Along with Jeff Blankman, I'm Nick Brinks. You're listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Riley Miller and Carly Stangle getting the starts today. Both doing the majority of the pitching for both teams and most of their pitching yesterday as well, although Carly Stangle, for Southeast Warren, they were just hitting it really, really well.
Yep.
And Carly Stangle struggled a little bit, played about half the game, and then they brought in McKenna Baker. We talked about her speed and the base runner, great at steals. She came in, and it was just not their day pitching, giving up 13 hits, walking 9, And I heard it was a state record, 21 runs in one game for Southeast Warren. Not the kind of record you want to be on the wrong side of.
Yeah, and Stengel comes in to yesterday with a 1.61 ERA. Nick, you know as well as I do, that's a good pitcher. Just, you know, rarely do you see a good pitcher have a bad day like that, but they do have it.
All the way up to about 1.97. So that was quite a jump for one game out of 30 that she has started coming into today. So certainly not what she was looking for. And if you are her coming in, that we'll see in the bottom of the first especially, she'll probably want to come out here and maybe get three strikes right off the bat just to wipe the memory bank clean.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see a different Riley Miller today. Not that she didn't pitch well yesterday, but 10 hits given up, a couple of home runs, 6 earned runs given up. I know in talking with her yesterday after my interview, she chatted with her pitching coach and of course, with Coach Obermeyer. I mentioned to her that I thought her changeup was fantastic yesterday, but she only threw it like 4 times. Look for her to bring that out early here today and make the hitters more aware of it before using those other weapons. So I'm not going to say that she's going to go change up early in the game. But look for that change up to be a much bigger part of her repertoire here early in this game.
Partly cloudy and 74, a northwest wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Quite a few home runs across the five diamonds yesterday, especially the fields with left field off to the north. Today, it'll be a breeze toward right field. May not see quite as many home runs.
Lefties love it.
But they, yes, absolutely. So here we go. First pitch coming at 10:31. Good morning and welcome to our Exira EHK Audubon Spartan, West Monona Spartan elimination game coverage here on 93.7 KKRL. McKenna Baker, the junior shortstop, as they are in their white uniforms. Kelly Green or black stripes, black numbers outlined in green. And for the Spartans of Exira EHK Audubon, they're in their Wheeler white and reds. Here's a foul away as she gets a little piece of it. Baker puts that one in the net behind us. 2-1 the count to Baker, hitting really well this year. 5-19 hitter, 56 hits, 60 runs, 23 RBIs. Not a big home run hitting team, just 4 on the year. They got one yesterday, 2 for Baker, and that one, if it stayed fair, might have been her third of the year.
Yeah, she hit that one well, got the head of the bat out in front. Nick, runner-up in the 100 meters at the state track meet this year, so this is a kid with an awful lot of speed. We talked about her ability to steal bases. That's because she's very fast.
2-2. This one's in the dirt. That one didn't quite get to home plate like Miller hoped, and the count is full to the first batter, Baker.
And you can tell they really wetted the field down really, really well this morning. They were doing that as you were setting up, and I was kind of standing here working on some other issues.
Full count, and a looking strike 3. Baker was headed to first. She thought it was a walk, but that hits the outside corner, and Miller gets her looking, setting the tone early against their top hitter. Miller wins the first battle. That 1.84 ERA coming into today, 18th start of the year for her. She's given up 80 hits. 10 of those were yesterday. 47 runs, 32 earned. She's at 200 strikeouts with that one right there. 34 walks, 5 hit batters, and now Carly Stengel, another solid hitter. 324 batter for West Monona, batting here in the 2 slot. And she'll take the 0-1 after the first one was fouled away to the inside, 1-1.
And Nick, we saw that changeup to get the strikeout, so earlier than what we saw yesterday.
Miller's 1-1 on the way, fouled away. We've seen a few of these little nicked fouls into the net behind home plate. Counts 1-2, but setting the tone here early, at least 5, 6, 7 pitches in, Miller looks pretty composed out there, putting yesterday behind.
And she just did the 6-7 sign over to the dugout.
And here comes the 1-2. That was high and would have been a ball, but it's fouled away by Stengel. And that 21-8 loss yesterday, Stengel was 0-2 with an RBI. Had a sacrifice for the Spartans of West Monona. The 1-2 on the way, and that's popped up towards second base, chasing it back, Aubrey Nelson, as she almost collides. There actually was a little collision with right fielder Jordan Mulford, but Nelson, the freshman, hangs on. She won't bat, but she gets her name called early with a nice play at second.
And, Nick, that's not an easy play because that got up into that wind that is whipping towards right field. So she's thinking that ball is going into right center. It kept drifting towards the line. She had to spin around and did a tremendous job of making that play.
And now the new batter is Georgia Jones, the junior third baseman, as the wind is whipping today, much more comfortable than yesterday. I think every single person here today and yesterday will say today is nicer. Jeff's joking he needs his jacket. It's so windy and cool. It's 74.
I almost put on my hoodie this morning when I got out of the vehicle, almost.
We got up to a heat index of, I think, 114 yesterday as this is fouled away over toward the other field. That will land on the 2A field. They're playing right now, Hinton and Grandview Christian, in their loser bracket game. The other one seed to lose yesterday, Grandview Christian. 2-1, hit to right field. And that's going to land in between right and center. And Georgia Jones is on with a single here. And yesterday, it was a lot of things happening with two outs against this Spartan defense for Exira EHK Audubon, and they get a hit here. Jones with her 26th hit of the year, and it comes with two outs.
Yeah, and hopefully that is washed clear of the mind of the Exira Kincumberland and Audubon Spartans here today of the struggles with a two outs. And Miss Hill heading to Iowa Central. She's going to know this school well up here, but she's going to play volleyball there next year.
Yeah, Brianna Hill hit a home run yesterday. 8 runs in a state game, that's pretty good, except when you give up 21, it's not quite what they had drawn up. But offensively, they were taking care of business. That was a short game going just 4 or 5 innings. 1-1 the count after a ball and a foul. Hill takes this one in the dirt. That doesn't quite get there, and it's 2-1.
Another change up, that one missing, but at least she's throwing it a little earlier here today.
Along with the homer, Hill was 2-for-2, 2 runs, 2 RBIs yesterday. She'll take the 2-1. That's upstairs, gets past Rasmussen, and off to second is Georgia Jones.
Now you've got a runner in scoring position, and that's one of those tough ones. You know, Zoe got the glove out there, but that just kind of went right through the top of the glove and got away, and that allowed the runner to move.
A breezy Tuesday morning elimination game here in 1A between Exira EHK Audubon and West Monona. The 3-1 will be a ball, and that's a walk. 1-2 for the bases being covered here. Jones with the single, Hill with the walk. That'll bring us to Creighton Lichtenberg, the senior catcher.
Sounds like she's a very good defensive catcher. I'm sure swings the bat well, but known more as probably a defensive player.
According to coach, she leads the state in caught stealing. So we'll see her behind the plate when we go to the bottom of the inning. And she swings for strike one, and we'll look for the 0-1 pitch from Miller. Runners at first and second, scoreless so far, but this all coming with the two leadoff hitters striking out and flying out. 1-1 after the ball.
I like watching the outfield and how they're moving here early. They seem to be really kind of tuned in to what's going on.
1-1, misses high, and Lichtenberg has the 2-1.
Riley struggling right now to find that release point and where she wants that rise ball. That is her most effective pitch.
Miller's 2-1, pop foul. That could be catchable, but it might hit the dugout. Just off the roof of that first base dugout where the Spartans are hanging out today. Again, all white uniforms. They're wearing pink socks and pink belts with the black numbers. And for Exira EHK Audubon, they're in the white tops, red bottoms. They're Wheeler uniforms. Different uniforms, different numbers. And the 2-2. Upstairs, another full count coming from Miller. Lichtenberg this year batting .351 with 33 hits. Does not run, so if she gets on, they'll bring someone in for her. 29 RBIs, 4 doubles. Payoff pitch and a walk. Bases are loaded. And shades of yesterday here. 2 outs and now the base is loaded. And she will come out as they bring a courtesy runner in. We'll see who it is.
Now they're maybe changing here. It was Kenzie Cameron coming out of the dugout. Then she went back. Now she's coming back out of the dugout. And a heads-up play, junior to junior right now, but Taryn Peterson coming over to talk to Riley. Good friends. They've grown up together. They're extremely competitive. Both of them are pitchers. Both of them play shortstop. So Taryn just coming in and kind of calming Riley down. Not that she was emotional or anything out there, but just having a quick conversation with her during that delay.
Struck out her first batter. And now a hit and a pair of walks since. There are 2 outs. She gets a strike to Bryn Stangle, a .278 hitter this year with 25 hits, 12 strikeouts. She took strike one. Here comes the 0-1 from Miller, and that's another one off the glove of Zoe Rasmussen. West Monona is going to score first. Georgia Jones scores from third, and everybody advances.
And you really hadn't seen that all year, and now you've seen it twice here in an inning. So I don't know if there's something Zoe looking at her glove right now. We've got to figure that mistake out.
1-1, fouled away. Now it's a 1-2. As West Monona has taken a 1-0 lead in the top of the first. All of this coming with two outs on the board here at Farm Bureau Field.
And, Nick, the bad thing about that, besides the run scoring, now there's not a force out at every base.
Another high pitch, but Rasmussen reels this one in. Count is 2-2 for Bryn Stengel. Only two extra base hits this year, a double and a triple, and she pops this one up. That's just over our heads here in the Motor Inn broadcast booth and will land about 15 feet away from us, close enough for comfort. 2-2 for Stengel.
Now, luckily, some of the patrons here cheering on the Spartans were able to get up and move just in case that one was getting close to them. But I do want to say, I think we've got Tom Peterson's relation right behind us. They booed him when he got announced during the announcement here, so...
Here's the 2-2, the changeup, line shot to Darren Peterson. It's short for the final out of the inning. They do give up the one run on a pass ball, but West Monona will leave a couple stranded as Stengel flies out right to Darren Peterson at short. And that's it for the top of the first. A 1-0 lead for West Monona. We see Exira, EHK, Audubon bat next with Darren Peterson, Anna Larson, and Riley Miller after this. And you're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
A 1-0 deficit for the one-seeded Exira EHK Audubon Spartans. West Monona gets one on the board. Bases were loaded. Pass ball. And then a line shot right to Taryn Peterson for the third and final out. Peterson steps up now. She touched the ball last. And she'll touch it first here as we go to the bottom of the first. As they look to get on the board here quickly in the bottom half of this opening inning. The wind howling from behind us, 15 to 25 miles per hour. I get a little PTSD now that whenever I get wind after my tent almost blew away covering Esac County at Southeast Valley a few weeks ago. And I remember the next morning Corey Meyer texted me and he said, I had to text Blankman last night. I had to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, he did. I remember that. I think I told him it was as windy where I was at.
Tom Peterson almost takes one off the third base side on the hip, but he gets out of the way with a nice pirouette foul ball from his daughter. It's like she planned that, just to keep him honest.
And Tom's still showing that he's got a little athleticism. Not a lot, but a little athleticism off the third baseline.
1-2 the count. Carly Stengel in the circle for the Spartans. She changes one up, sends one out to the logo. Peterson will drop it for a single as it lands in between Stengel and one of their infielders. Peterson got on yesterday. First batter hit by pitch today. She sends one to center field. A little blooper in between three that couldn't quite get to it.
Yeah, and Baker, the shortstop there, had probably the best opportunity to make that play, but it was just outside of her reach. But she had a long run. I honestly thought one of them two was going to get there the way they were hustling.
A leadoff hit for both teams. Just kidding. A strikeout earlier. They got their first hit with two outs. Don't know what I was thinking there. 0-1 here to Anna Larson, batting 413. Struck out in her three at-bats yesterday. She'll look to change the tone here. Peterson to second, and that will hop toward right field. Peterson's up, and will get all the way to third.
And that's that aggressiveness on the base pass. I know she stole the base in the first inning yesterday, but you didn't see that aggressiveness the rest of the game, and there we finally see that, and that's what this team needs to continue to do.
Anna Larson will bat here with a 1-1 count, no outs, as Xyra EHK Audubon looks to even the score here in the bottom of the first. They trail 1-0, but they very quickly have Peterson on with the single, takes advantage of the steal, gets an extra base on the throw, and now the 1-1 is bunted foul just in front of the third baseman, Georgia Jones, who is playing in.
And Anna has been a fantastic bunter for them all year long. Surprised she didn't get that down. I look for her to bounce back today. She had a tough day at the plate yesterday. I know that affected her some. She had such a great year and is such a terrific kid. I look for her to bounce back with a big game today offensively.
The 1-2 is a looking strike three to that outside corner for the lefty. And Stengel strikes out her first batter. It brings us to Riley Miller. You might as well call her RBI Miller after yesterday, yes, with three and three hits. She'll step up here with Peterson at third, ready to come home. Miller takes the first pitch on the high side. Check swing didn't go. Yesterday, that would have been a swing for the Spartans. But today, she hangs on and lets a sail pass for a ball.
Love the adjustment she made in the batter's box yesterday as well.
1-0 sent deep toward center field. Back to the fence. It's out of here. Two-run home run for Riley Miller. It'll be her second of the year. And Xyra EHK Audubon has a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the first.
And that is what Riley Miller does. You know, a lot of people only know her as a pitcher because she has been so elite in the circle since she was a freshman. But Nick, last year you could see her improving at the plate, and this year she has taken such a big jump. Not that she wasn't a good hitter before. She has become an elite hitter this year, and it seems like when they need a big hit, that's the girl you want at the plate.
She brings home Peterson. Three RBIs yesterday. She's got a couple more today. And already two hits through three batters. They had three hits in seven innings yesterday. First pitch to Briley Peterson, a strike, and Stengel's 0-1 on the low side for a ball.
And Riley Miller's 4-4 here at the state tournament at the plate this year.
In our postgame show, we'll name our Culver's player of the game as Miller takes the lead as the top candidate for a second day in a row. Fouled away by Peterson in a 1-2 coming. 2-1 lead for Xyra EHK Audubon here in the bottom of the first, thanks to that two-run blast coming with one out.
You know, I'm glad we get her for another year. I'm hoping her dad can figure out a way and Tom can figure out a way to get her a COVID year, because if we could get two more years out of Riley, that would be good.
And the 1-2, a changeup. That's popped up toward the infield. First baseman will come over to cover right behind the pitcher, and that was closer to second base than first base when all was said and done. But Brianna Hill, the senior, comes over and makes that catch on that infield fly. Second out, Lucy Stanerson next. Base is empty right now as the sophomore third baseman steps into the box. One of the few Spartans with the same number as yesterday, along with Peterson and Miller. Several uniform combinations for this Xyra EHK Audubon team. They're in their Wheeler uniforms today.
Yeah, about seven different uniforms between Road and OA, and all of them different numbers, a lot of them anyway, for different numbers for the girls. But that was a nice play by Hill here a moment ago. Mentioned that she's going to Iowa Central to play volleyball. You saw that athleticism right there.
0-1, the count to Peterson. She takes one on the low side, went 0-2, a couple strikeouts yesterday. Who didn't strike out yesterday is
Riley Miller?
Yeah, that's right. Eggleseeder struck out 15 Spartans yesterday. And here comes the 1-1. And a line drive left field. That'll drift foul against the wind. And it's still pushed foul. And it counts 1-2.
And Lucy, I think, is going to grow into a really, really good softball player. I think she had a really nice sophomore year. Two more years of her over at third, unless they decide to move her somewhere else, maybe shortstop for her senior year or something after Taryn graduates. But she is going to be a good one.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch from Stengel, that changeup comes up short. And it evens the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on for Xyra EHK Audubon. They lead 2-1, bottom of the first.
Thought we were going to see her golfing ability there for a second.
Stengel 2-2, fouled away. That's on the way toward the other field, but it doinks one of the poles holding up the netting above the fields here. The way they've got them laid out, these three new fields for 1A, 2A, and 5A, there's one central press box in the middle, and then the fields kind of surround it. And here comes the 2-2. That's a looking strike three. So two of the three outs. Stengel strikes out looking. But a two-run blast for Riley Miller, her second of the year. And the Spartans of Exira, EHK Audubon, have a 2-1 lead over the Spartans of West Monona. As we go to the second inning, you're listening to 93.7 KKRL. Our coverage continues on the CB Sports Network after this. Thanks to one of our phone sponsors today, Mackey Motors.
Great teams aren't built overnight. They're built through hard work, determination, teamwork, and the support of an entire community. Those are the same values they believe in every day at Darrell's Place in Hamlin, and they're proud to stand behind the Spartans as they compete at the state softball tournament. Whether you're gathering with family before the game or catching up afterward, stop in for a famous breaded pork tenderloin, a trip through the salad bar, or a slice of homemade pie. Good luck from our team at Darrell's Place. Go Spartans!
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Two-run homer for Riley Miller in the bottom of the first inning. 2-1 lead. Peterson scored as well. Now we'll see Riley Miller back in the circle for this second inning. Thanks so much for joining us on 93.7 KKRL today as the wind continues to howl here, but a much nicer day overall. Temps in the mid-70s, northwest breeze, though, 15 to 25. Changeup dribbled right back to Miller, and the throw to Peterson at first. Riley hauls it in, and Nevaeh Healy, the junior second baseman, sent packing quickly. Bryn Bellis, sophomore left fielder now for West Monona, steps up, a 365 hitter.
And you're seeing the difference in Riley here today. I know gave up a run with two outs there in that first inning, but you're seeing the change up more often. You're seeing kind of the Riley Miller that we're used to.
A 2-1 lead for the Exira EHK Audubon Spartans over the West Monona Spartans. They had the bases loaded, got one home on a pass ball. First pitch, a strike to Bellis. She is a lefty. No home runs this year, just four as a team for the Spartans, including one from Brianna Hill yesterday, and she'll lead into it, and a swing for strike two.
Yeah, slap hitter wants to put the ball on the ground and use her speed running from the left side, but Miller hasn't given her anything to hit.
0-2, that's downstairs. First ball from Miller for Bryn Bellis with an out. Miller with a couple walks and a strikeout so far, along with one hit allowed. And the 1-2's coming. Ground ball to Taryn Peterson at short.
Yep, out of the box. She was out of the batter's box, so they'll call her out.
Out either way. Not going to get to first. So Bellis goes down. And it'll be J.C. Jones now.
No, a disappointing thing about that is that Taryn doesn't get that play over at shortstop. She's so smooth at shortstop.
And the strike for J.C. Jones, the sophomore DP. And she swings that one on the high side. 0-2, Jones.
There's that rise ball. Finally got somebody to go after it.
Top of the second, two outs, 0-2, Nick Fowle. And Jones will stay alive, batting 139 this year. 10 hits, all but one a single. She does have a double. 14 runs, 10 RBIs here in the ninth slot as the designated player. Count 0-2 with two outs, nobody on for West Monona. Pitch from Miller to the outside, maybe a high two, and it's 1-2.
Look for her to maybe go back to that rise ball here. Tried the breaking ball here a moment ago and missed. I wouldn't be surprised to see her go back to the rise ball.
Miller's 1-2 gets her to swing. That's her second strikeout of the day. Jones goes down. And it's a 3-up, 3-down inning for West Monona as your Exira EHK Audubon Spartans lead the West Monona Spartans 2-1. We go to the bottom of the second inning, a one-run advantage. We're back after this on KKRL. Thanks to our phone line sponsor today, Motor Inn.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor in. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Abby Wanzer, Zoe Rasmussen, Brenna Nelson, the first three hitters here in the second inning. Bottom half for Exira EHK Audubon. They have a 2-1 lead. And a line shot toward the logo in center field, chased back toward the wall by Bryn Stengel. And Wanzer picks up their third hit of the day. It took seven innings yesterday to get three hits, or at least five or six. Today it takes just over one. So she gets on with a leadoff single. And that brings us to Zoe Rasmussen, the sophomore catcher.
And I tell you what, I really like what Abby did there yesterday. She was pulling her head on her swings. Today, kept that head right in there. Watched the ball off the bat.
Showing bunt, taking off for second. Pick off there. And did they get her? It got through, I think.
Yep,
off
got
to
through.
Center field, lands on the logo. Wanzer there with the steal.
Much more aggressive on the base pass here today as well. Going to challenge the catcher to be able to. She's been really good all year, throwing players out. So they're going to challenge her to see if she can do it here today.
One ball, no strikes for Zoe Rasmussen. And she'll show bunt. This is downstairs. And Rasmussen has a 2-0 count here at Farm Bureau Field as our first 1A elimination game is underway between West Monona and Exira EHK Audubon. 2-0. There's a strike. 2-1.
Yeah, put the bat out there like she was going to bunt and then pulled it back and took that one in there for a strike. That might have been a really good ball to bunt, so we'll see what she looks to do here.
Rasmussen with one of their 12 home runs this year. 2-1 count. This one misses on the low side. 3-1, a 2-0-6 hitter for Rasmussen.
And Tom might be just trying to see, Nick, what the defense is doing, who's rotating where, and getting a read on how they defend bunts.
Count to 3-1 with no outs and a runner in scoring position at second. That's upstairs off the glove of Lichtenberg behind the plate. And getting to third will be Wanzer. And it's a walk for Rasmussen, so she's on. Runners on the corners, two on, no outs. And with that 2-1 lead, they'll bring in a runner for Rasmussen as well.
Skylar Rasmussen will be the runner.
So she comes in and will run for Zoe. Eighth grader in for the sophomore. Brenna Nelson, the eighth grade DP now.
Getting a run for her bigger sister, her older sister.
Brenna Nelson also with a sister on the team.
Bats
in place
for
of her
yes.
sister who plays at second. It's and a then, family affair.
It is, and then Aubrey runs for her when she gets on base.
Another high pitch. Thought that might be a throw to second, but Stengel plucks it down, and off to second is Skylar Rasmussen.
Yeah, they wanted to see if Abby would take off over here on third, so they threw one hard back to the pitcher, but Wanzer and Tom Peterson very much ready for that.
Brennan Nelson's 1-0 is in the dirt. Two in scoring position. They put two up in the bottom of the first inning. Peterson with a leadoff single. Riley Miller with her second home run of the season to bring them both home. And here's the 2-0, and that's a strike. 2-1. Nelson hitting .333 this year, but only 9 at-bats this season, including a couple yesterday. Here's the 2-1. Count to 2-2.
Surprised at yesterday and here in the early part, the Spartans of Exira couldn't give them an Audubon struggling to bunt, which is something they've done really well all year.
And there's a Nick foul. That remains 2-2.
Yeah, did a good job of keeping herself alive. I know yesterday she struggled a little bit. Everybody did with strikeouts, but she generally puts the bat on the ball very well.
No outs, 2-2, runners at second and third. That misses down and in, and the count runs full for Brenna Nelson. She got on with a walk yesterday, otherwise 0-for-2 with a strikeout. But again, there were 15 strikeouts from Eggleseeder, from Edco, a lot of them to go around. And here's a 3-2 walk. Nelson takes her base. So in comes Aubrey Nelson, I'm sure.
And a really good at bat that time for Brenna as, fell down in the count and then battled her way back to be able to get the walk, followed off a tough hitch to keep herself alive.
So Zoe Rasmussen and Brenna Nelson, both pitchers come in to run, Skyla and Aubrey. Skyla Rasmussen's at second. Aubrey Nelson is now at first with Abby Wanzer hanging out at third.
This is a big at-bat here for Jordan Mulford. Nobody out here, Nick. You can keep things rolling here if you can get a base hit here, and I really put a lot of pressure on this Spartan team that struggled yesterday.
First pitch with no outs, and the base is loaded. And it's on the low side from Stangle for a ball. 2-1 lead for Exira EHK Audubon. Bags full, a couple strikeouts yesterday for Mulford on an 0-for-3 day, and she'll swing and miss for a 1-1. We're in the Motor Inn broadcast booth today. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. Also, thanks to them for bringing and being one of our phone sponsors for the contest. The 1-1 count, pitch from Stangle, popped up toward second base, right behind the first baseman. Nevaeh Healy comes over to cover, not quite far enough for a sack fly. So Mulford flies out for the first out.
And smart play there by all the base runners and over also Hill over at first base. She stayed in case the runner got off of the bag, allowed the second baseman to take that, but none of the Spartan runners got very far off base.
Leadoff single for Taryn Peterson earlier, and now a dangerous spot for West Monona with one of their top hitter in the box right now. And Anna Larson, Riley Miller waiting in the wings with one out. One ball, no strikes, bases loaded. A 2-1 lead for Exira EHK Audubon. A pass ball, run will score, and it's 3-1. Exira EHK Audubon, Wanzer scores. Everybody else advances. Skyla Rasmussen to third, Aubrey Nelson at second.
And Abby barely got home plate the first time. If they would have thrown over, they might have been able to appeal that, but she wisely went back and touched the plate.
Stangles 2-0, and that's a foul off the ankle of Peterson. Might feel that one tomorrow, but the count is 2-1.
She won't let you know today, I'll guarantee you that. She's too tough.
First base open now after that pass ball. Both teams scoring a run on a pass ball in the first two innings. High pitch, ball three. But that does open things up for a walk here to not bring in a run, as that pass ball did that already. Peterson will take the 3-1 from Carly Stangle, and that will be a walk. On for the second time. Bases loaded again. Anna Larson next, 0-for-1 with a strikeout.
Anna's due. I know I said it in her first at bat that I thought she was going to have a big offensive game today. You get a base hit here, you drive in two, maybe three with Taryn over at first base and her speed, but that could be what it takes to get Anna going.
31 hits on the year, but none today or yesterday. Four strikeouts here in Fort Dodge. Larson hoping the math works in her favor. A 400-plus hitter this year, looking for that first rip here at Farm Bureau Field. One out, bases loaded, a 3-1 lead. And the pitch on the way just to the outside corner, but it's in for a strike. Larson, a lefty. We do have that tailwind heading to right field, if you can push one there. Lefties love that. She'll ground one. That's going to score one. Probably going to score two. Tom Peterson waves home Nelson. They get two in thanks to Hannah Larson with a two RBI single.
And knew that had to be coming. Like you said, the law of averages eventually. Too good of a hitter to not get a base hit here eventually. And that's a huge one as it extends that lead to 5-1.
Taryn Peterson gets to second in the process. Other couple are now home. And it's a 5-1 lead. So they scored a couple in the bottom of the first. They've tacked on three here in the bottom of the second.
And
a good play. 4-run lead, and now they bring up Miller, who homered an inning ago.
And Bryn Stengel, the center fielder, with a really smart play. Knew she didn't have a chance to get the runner at home, so threw it to third, keeping Taryn Peterson at second base.
There's a strike to Miller, taking off for third. It gets passed, and now Peterson is up and running and comes home all the way from second.
And that right there is Taryn Peterson. She will watch a defense fall asleep as they did there. They didn't look at her. She didn't start moving back to second. The moment that the catcher threw the ball over to third, she took off sprinting towards third, and she created that run.
Anna Larson, as the one of the umpires, had to...
I don't know if the ball got loose over there or something, yeah.
Larson's at second. It's a 6-1 lead now, as Taryn Peterson's now scored a couple runs. Now Miller will take a ball on the low side. 1-2 the count. 3 RBIs on 3 hits yesterday. A couple RBIs on her home run in the first inning. It's a 4-run inning. They lead 6-1 for Exira EHK Audubon. That one comes out of the hand awkwardly from Stengel, and it misses high. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, tried to get her changeup. She struggled with that a little bit today. Either it's been shorter. That one sailed a little bit on her.
One out, runner at second. 2-2 pitch. That gets away. And off to third is Anna Larson.
Right now, you got to smell blood in the water, especially a team that gave up 21 yesterday. You got to keep attacking, keep being aggressive. Maybe try to put this one out of reach right here in this inning.
Payoff pitch on the 3-2. It's a walk for Miller, on for the second time today, although she didn't have to stop the first time. She will stop at first here. And they've got a pickle going. They're going to get Larson at third. No, stepping on the bag in time. The umpire and Coach Peterson both signal safe. Peterson had the safe call down first. No surprise there, though.
Yeah, Riley Miller broke towards second right away, which is a lot of times what you do. And then they tried to make the play over to Larson at third. And we may be getting a pitching change here as we're going to get a visit to the circle.
A 6-0 lead for Exira EHK Audubon yesterday with one out in the second inning. Carly Stengel came out, struggled early, giving up 7 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned, striking out 1 and walking 5. And we will get a change in the circle. So we'll take a quick break and be back after this. We're live in Fort Dodge. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackie Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackie Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackie Motors in Lake City. MackieMotors.com.
For the second day in a row, McKenna Baker will be called on in the second inning as West Monona finds themselves in a 6-1 hole. So they will bring their shortstop in, their best hitter, to pitch. And it will be Baker coming in, and she'll have a 5.92 ERA. It'll be her 11th appearance of the season. She's got a 5-1 record.
And Nick Stengel yesterday, what did she last? Only an inning and a third today.
Same as yesterday.
Inning and a third, okay. So a tough state tournament appearance for her. You feel sorry for the young lady. You never want to see anybody, you know, struggle like that. But right now, if you're cheering for Exira Oakland, Gimbleton, Audubon like we are, you're glad to see it, and you need to take advantage. Those two base runners on base will still be credited to her. Hill looks like she moved over to
shortstop.
Yep. And Nevaeh Healy is now over at first base.
And somebody at second, I think that's a 22,
that's a 22
on the jersey.
Yep, J.C. Jones, she came into the ballgame.
So as the DP, I think she'll move in and play some defense. So I believe we've got our substitutions squared away, and it'll be Riley Peterson batting next.
I got to figure out where Stengel ended up going, and I think it might have been left field.
So we'll keep an eye and see if we can get a good look at the jersey. Bryn Bellis was the starting left fielder, number 13. Yep, you're right. There is a 20 out there. So Stengel does move to left. And now I assume Bellis is maybe the one that comes out of the lineup. I do see a 12 in center field yet for Bryn Stengel. Bosonic. Do we see a 4 out in right field?
She's got her glove over her jersey right now, so I can't tell.
That might be Bellis, actually. I think I see a 13 out there.
That is a 13, so that would be Bellis that moved over to right.
So that would bring Bosonic out, and she was the one
that was being hit for.
Yes,
right?
So that looks like we are squared away now. Most of the defense changing here, more than half. And it will be Briley Peterson getting to face off against Baker. Now, yesterday, Baker came in and finished the last 2 2/3 innings. Gave up 6 hits, 9 runs, 7 earned, just 1 strikeout, 4 walks. Really didn't matter who they had in the circle. Southeast Warren kept the bats going. So now we'll see if Exira EHK Audubon can keep their pedal to the metal here with Briley Peterson. 2 in scoring position. First pitch on the high side from Baker with 1 out. So they've already scored 4, but this is setting up well to continue to add some carnage here.
And if I'm Briley, I'm really patient here. See what she's got. Make her throw a few pitches.
She's going to send one to right center field. That's going to score 1. Both runners hesitated, but they're both going to come home. They stayed put just in case someone is able to make that catch. Nobody was, and it's the second RBI single in the last 3 batters. Larson had one, and now Peterson has one to bring home Anna Larson along with Maya King.
Yeah, Maya had come in to run and kind of hesitated, went back for a moment, but did what she needed to be able to score.
And now the lead is 8-1 in the bottom of the second inning. They gave up 6 runs themselves yesterday, falling to Edco 6-3. They lead 8-1 against West Monona. Now, just a completely different game for Audubon, or the Exira EHK Audubon Spartans.
And, Nick, all 8 of the runs been earned here in this game, so that's a good offensive start here for the Spartans of Exira and Gimbledon Audubon, and this is the number 9 girl that has batted, so they're going to bat through the lineup unless there's a double play here.
So this is Lucy Stanerson. She's the only one that hasn't batted yet. But that'll change here. And she's got a 2-1 count. The sophomore third baseman struck out to end the first inning. She's got the lead here, 2-1 with 1 out. Nobody at second or third. Fouled away. Peterson makes it to second, but will retreat after the foul ball evens the count 2-2.
Yeah, nice quick call that time by the home plate umpire. That bunt actually went right down off the plate and hopped up straight up into the air, so that's immediately a foul ball.
We're live on 93.7 KKRL Carroll. Our phone line brought to you by Mackey Motors today. Thanks to them for bringing you our KKRL coverage today from the CB Sports Network. 2-2 fouled away this time through the leaping Abby Wanzer in the on-deck circle. Looks like she was doing jumping jacks to get away from that one. It worked, and it's 2-2 still.
Yeah, looked pretty graceful in doing that. Yeah, Mason would have struggled, but Abby did not.
So we've got Wanzer doing jumping jacks in the on-deck circle. We've got pirouetting ballerina moves from Tom Peterson earlier. And the 2-2 changeup short, full count, with Briley Peterson, the only base runner right now for Exira EHK Audubon, as they were in trouble early yesterday, but they are up nicely here by 7 in the bottom of the second inning. And now the pitch from Baker, that gets away. It's going to be a walk and a pass ball, and Briley Peterson thought about getting to third, but she'll hang tight. So McKenna Baker comes in and gives up a single and a walk. All of the runs that came in under Baker's watch credited to Stengel, but now the 2 on right now will be Baker's earned or unearned runs if they come around. 8-1. And here's a check swing to Abby Wanzer after she got in her warm-up jumping jacks a moment ago.
And she had a really good first at bat here, kept the head in. Hopefully she'll do that again here.
1 out. Runners at first and second, and McKenna Baker's hit is sent towards center field on the logo, and that's going to load the bases. 1 out. They've had the bases loaded in both innings. They've gotten through 10 batters, and Wanzer, after an 0-for-3, 3-strikeout game yesterday, couple singles here and a run on day two of the state tournament.
And Nick did exactly what she needed to do, the adjustment she made as she's watching the ball off of the bat today.
Zoe Rasmussen walked, and Skyla Rasmussen came in to run for her and scored. In the last inning, it was a 2, earlier this inning, actually, she's already scored. So she's coming through the lineup again. Much longer bottom of the second inning than anything we saw yesterday for the Spartans.
Yeah, much more enjoyable inning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Zoe Rasmussen with a quick 2-0 count pitch from Baker. That one's going to hit the outside corner, and Rasmussen's got a 2-1 count. She is batting for the second time in this one. And we'll take the 2-1 with the bases loaded. Ground ball off to third, but it's bobbled. And reaching home plate to score will be Briley Peterson. She was going to score no matter what, but I think they probably would have been able to tag out the runner right there at third. Maybe a chance at a double play over at first.
Yep.
So that did not work out at all for Wes Monona.
Yeah, that's
9-1.
That's one that's probably an inning ender, because you more than likely you step on third, make the throw over to first, because she was only a step off of the bag. But that one took a little bit of a high hop on her, but the break for Exiroc and Kimbleton Audubon, they've got a chance to tack on a few more here yet.
9-1, bases remain full as Zoe Rasmussen gets on. And now it'll be Brenna Nelson. Bases loaded with Rasmussen, Wanzer, and Stanerson. And I think I saw somebody just come in and run for somebody. Did I, or am I making things up? I thought I saw Coach
Skyler probably
Peterson
came in and ran again for Zoe.
Okay.
Yep,
she's got a 5 on the jersey. So she'll run for the second time in this inning. 9-1. Exira, EHK, Audubon in control. Could be two outs right now without that error. So Brenna Nelson with a walk already in the inning. She'll bat here with a 2-2 count. Pitch from Baker. A little dribbler to third base. One run will score, and the run to first. Not going to get there before the throw. Nelson drives one in on the 5-3 ground out. As Stanerson comes around to score.
And now anything that scores the rest of this inning, Nick, will be unearned, because there should have been three outs.
So Jordan Mulford will bat now, with Skyla Rasmussen at second now. And the third base runner,
Abby Wanzer.
Wanzer, yep. And she'll line one right to first. Didn't even have to move, as Nevaeh Healy makes the grab for Wes Monona, and they get out of that inning, finding themselves now down by 9 instead of 1 after an 8-run inning for Exira EHK Audubon. Spartans and Spartans, 10-1. Back after this on 93.7 KKRL. Thanks to our phone sponsor today, Motor Inn. Together, let's drive.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
10-1 lead. We go to the third inning. Much different scenario right now for Exira EHK Audubon compared to yesterday.
Yeah, top of the order due up here, Nick, for West Monona to start this third. Really need a 1-2-3 inning. Don't let them try and creep their way back into it. You've got all the momentum right now, so you got to go out and take advantage.
Little bunt to the pitcher. Miller's throw. Oh, that's just off the mark, and Briley Peterson can't hang on to it. So reaching on the error will be West Monona's batter, Baker.
Yeah, and that's a tough play. Briley was coming in and then tried to sprint back. Might have been better off to let Aubrey Nelson covering that one because she was coming over from third. But now you got the dangerous Baker on over at first, and you got Carly Stengel at the plate.
321 hitter for Stengel. And there's a bunt attempt, and Baker takes off, picks up a steal. As she came in with 78, she'll tack one on here. What a year on the bases for Baker leading 1A.
And you saw there why she was a runner-up in the 100 meters at the state track meet this year. That was just blazing fast speed.
A bunt toward third, scooped up by the Spartans, and Stanerson's throw to first will be in time. Runner does get to third as they look for their second run of the day for West Monona.
Sack bunt moved the runner. If you're West Monona, you want to chip away. You're not going to anticipate an 8 or a 9 run inning. It's not that you won't take one of those, but you got to kind of go station to station, score one run at a time, and try and chisel your way back into this game.
Georgia Jones with the lone hit and lone run scored for West Monona so far today. She's got a chance at her 25th RBI of the year if she could bring home Baker, who reached on the error over at first, and the pitch is on the high side. Jones takes a 1-1 count. So yesterday it was Eggleseder frustrating the Spartan batters, and today it's Miller frustrating the other Spartan batters. 1-2 on the pitch to Jones. 10-1 is your score. Exira EHK Audubon leading West Monona. Winner moves on to 7:30 tonight. Jeff Blankman will have the broadcast here on KKRL. And Nick Fowle, it'll remain 1-2. And you lose today, and your double elimination 2026 tournament is 2-done.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. It's no different than years ago when they used to play back to seventh place. I always said that team that went 0-3 and finished in eighth, that had to have been miserable going home after that.
Georgia Jones fouls another one away. Counts 1-2 here at Farm Bureau Field at the Harlan and Hazel Rogers Sports Complex on the northern edge of Fort Dodge on a beautiful Tuesday. Swinging strike three, third Miller strikeout of the day. And that's out number two with that runner at third.
And that is a huge, huge strikeout there, Nick, because Nick was that. What that does is it allows you to maybe be able to get onto this inning without any damage done.
Miller with her 10th strikeout of the state tournament, 7 yesterday, 3 today, a ball here to Brianna Hill with a home run yesterday, her second of the season, fourth for the team, hitting 400, 40 out of 100 right now, 40 hits, 30 runs, 31 RBIs, and she sends one on a fly ball to right field to Jordan Mulford, but the center fielder Anna Larson comes over to cover for out number three, and they will leave that runner stranded at third. We are through the top half of the third, and it is 10-1, and they are ready to go to the bottom of the third inning. Exira EHK Audubon leading West Monona by 9. Back in a minute on KKRL, our phone sponsor today, Mackey Motors. Thanks so much to them. We'll be right back. Coming up in our postgame show, we'll name our Culver's player of the game.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
We'll be right back.
bottom of the third inning. And if you're Exira EHK Audubon right now, you lead by nine. If you can tack on one more, play good defense, you may not be needed again. They've scored 2 and 8 in the first two innings. And that's the other thing with this double elimination format, saving arms, saving pitchers. If you can only play four innings, that can kind of get you back to where when you play tonight, you're not quite so fatigued or used up from earlier in the day.
And you got the top of the order, a perfect part of the order. And if you're them, you really would rather tack on about two or three here just to give yourself a couple insurance runs.
First pitch, a ball. Second, a grounder to short. Brianna Hill bobbles it. Throw to first. Has no chance with the speed of Peterson. A usual runner might have had a chance even after the bobble to be thrown out, but Peterson gets there, and they will give the error at short, and we've got one on. Peterson on for the third time today with a single, a walk, and now the error. Would have been out with no bobble, but even with the bobble, they had a chance to throw, but still Peterson's too quick. And now showing bunt, Peterson to second, sliding. Nope, didn't need to slide. Stand up. Steal to get to second, and she's got that's her third steal by my count today.
And made that probably closer than it should have been by not sliding.
That's why I said steal, because I'm waiting for it, and it never came.
And she even rounded the bag on first, almost put herself in jeopardy there. So
1-0 pitch coming to Anna Larson, 1-for-2 with a run and a couple RBIs today. And if you're Anna Larson, you just feel so much better now than you did yesterday.
Yep.
She struggled yesterday.
Yep.
Struck out in her first at-bat today, 0-for-4 on strikeouts, and then she comes back with a 2-RBI single and scores one inning ago. And now she'll see if she can go back-to-back. Peterson is at second, 1-1 the count as we get some cloud cover here at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge. On a beautiful Tuesday, a strike looking for Larson.
Yeah, didn't pull the bat back on that one, I think, in time. And, you know, that's something that you don't usually see out of her. So now she'll probably end up swinging away.
Here in the bottom of the third, a 10-1 lead for the Spartans of Exira EHK Audubon. A little dribbler to the pitcher, and they will throw to third. Peterson there safely anyway. Larson will ground out, and Peterson is at third. With one out, and Riley Miller, a two-run homer and a walk today for her.
And
RBIs this week for her at the state tournament.
And, Nick, you're not going to get a sack there for Larson because that wasn't a bunt, but you still got the job done. You wanted to move that runner to third, and she got the job done.
And now Riley Miller grounds one to short. The throw home, Peterson beats the throw. So Miller reaches on the fielder's choice and drives in a run.
And I don't understand that play. Maya King probably going to come in and run. You had no chance to get Taryn Peterson home. You've got to get the out. You got to go to first base on that. That sets up potential now for them to get a couple of more runs here in this inning.
Maya King will come in to run for Riley Miller, who reaches on the fielder's choice and drives home Taryn Peterson. By my count, just the first unearned run of the day as Peterson reached on that error. And now Briley Peterson's up next, 1-for-2 with a run and a couple RBIs herself, a 2-RBI single in the second. And the first pitch low for Briley Peterson for a walk, or a ball, and it's 11-1.
Yeah, Briley has hit the ball so well the last 2 years, really came on last season.
1-0 pitch from Baker, ground shot off to second. The shortstop makes the throw, gets the lead runner out. That's Brianna Hill stepping on the bag. Throw to first is high. And back-to-back fielder's choices for Exira EHK Audubon.
And what a play by the first baseman. That was almost thrown away. And that time, you know, had time to slide across the bag and set yourself to make that throw with Briley running, but tried to throw it as they were stepping on the bag and almost threw it away.
So Maya King was out at second.
Yep.
And Peterson's at first right now. It's Lucy Standerson batting. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Did walk and score one inning ago. It's 11-1, bottom of the third. Exira EHK Audubon taking control here last inning after a 2-1 first inning. 8-0 in the second. 1-0 here in the third. And if no more runs are scored in this top half of the fourth or this bottom half of the third, this one would finish up 11-1 in 3.5 innings. But again, you mentioned it. You're in a good spot now, but you want a little more just in case West Monona can come back and tack on a few here when we go to the fourth.
You got 5, 6, 7 due up, so.
Standerson, Wanzer, Rasmussen, and this is a low strike for a 3-1 count for Lucy Standerson. .308 hitter this year. 24 hits, 30 runs, and 20 RBIs. Winner tonight plays at 7:30. If you win this one, you're still alive. And a walk on the 3-1. It's upstairs. Sanderson's on for the second time here in two innings with walks. And we've got two on right now for Exira, EHK, Audubon, Sanderson, and Riley Peterson with Abby Wanzer next. She's 2 for 2. A couple singles and also scored once. Pitch coming. Low. Ball one.
Wanzer's had a really good day at the plate, and here a base hit here would be huge.
And she go 3 for 3 after an 0-for-3 strikeout day. 1-0 on the way, and that's a strike right down Broadway. As, again, we continue to deal with a very comfortable day, but it's windy, and you can hear that blowing through our microphones. 2-0, low pitch, grounded to third. That's trouble. That will get the lead runner out as Brianna Hill, rather Georgia Jones, is able to step on the bag for that final out of the inning. Wanzer grounds out. That's it. For the third inning, it's 11-1. West Monona, 3 outs. They need a run to force a bottom of the fourth. And you're listening to 93.7 KKRL. Top of the fourth, a minute away.
Great teams aren't built overnight. They're built through hard work, determination, teamwork, and the support of an entire community. Those are the same values they believe in every day at Darrell's Place in Hamlin, and they're proud to stand behind the Spartans as they compete at the state softball tournament. Whether you're gathering with family before the game or catching up afterward, stop in for a famous breaded pork tenderloin, a trip through the salad bar, or a slice of homemade pie. Good luck from our team at Darrell's Place. Go Spartans!
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
We go to the fourth inning, and the Audubon Wheelers on the uniforms, the Exira EHK Audubon Spartans officially looking for 3 outs, no runs allowed, and get this one over in 3.5 innings. West Monona trying to avoid going 0-2 in this double elimination format.
Can't
lose runs here.
Can't lose their focus here if you're Exira, Kern, Gilman, and Audubon. You want this over in three batters.
So the top of the fourth is underway with the 5-6-7 hitters. Lichtenberg, Stangl, and Healy. Creighton Lichtenberg with a quick 1-1 count. She is the senior catcher for this West Monona squad. 4 straight state appearances for West Monona, a new head coach this season. They've done a nice job getting here, have struggled to get too many wins down here, but just getting to state, obviously a huge accomplishment. Only 40 teams do it each year in softball.
Yeah, struggled to get outs the way it looks up here this first game in a partial.
Here's a 2-2 pop-up toward third base, and that's Stanerson underneath it. The sophomore for the first out, making that play in foul territory. So now it's Bryn Stangl. Now West Monona's season down to 2 outs in this first 1A elimination game today. Winner of this one moves on to 7:30 tonight. They're still in it with a 1-1 record here at state. They'll take on the loser of the Edgewood, Colesburg, or Southeast Warren game coming up when this one wraps up. 1-0 the count. Ground ball to short. This one hops, takes an awkward bounce in the dirt to Peterson, and getting to first is Bryn Stangl.
Going to go base hit on that one. That one took it was a backhanded play. It took a funky hop up over the glove. So I'll go hit. We'll see what they post on the stats after the game.
Second hit of the day by my count, given up by Miller, as Exira EHK Audubon has a 10-run lead right now, 11-1. 10 runs in 4 innings would be enough to call this one early. West Monona trying to force at least a bottom half of this inning. First pitch a ball. Second one also on the low side here at Farm Bureau Field. 2-0 the count with one out and one on after Bryn Stengel's first hit of the day. Went 1-for-2 yesterday as well with a walk in there too. And now the count is 3-0 for Nevaeh Healy.
And Nick, very similar to yesterday in our post game, we're going to do a short one here with you and me. I've got to go to a media area to be able to get video interviews with the players and coaches after the game.
I'm looking forward to it not being a mad scramble for me to pack up really quickly. I'm helping out with some of the two-way video broadcasts online, and I had to go very quickly as we get a line shot out toward left field to Abby Wanzer, staring into the sun but making the grab with no sunglasses. And Healy goes down. Two outs. Exira EHK Audubon one out away from an 11-1 win in four innings. Bryn Bellis, the lefty here in the eight slot. And she will take the ball, getting ready to slap bunt. She did bunt earlier, but was called out of the box and did not make it to first. Was going to be a nice play for Taryn Peterson either way.
Yep.
As she knocked that one, a little dribbler over toward Taryn Peterson. Here's the 1-0, showing bunt again. That slap will miss, and the count is 2-0.
I'd like to have seen them challenge on that one, because I didn't think she pulled the bat back as it came through the zone.
And
now they
the
are going to, okay.
Umpires do confirm, did not go.
Okay.
Two balls, no strikes, two outs with Riley Miller. What a difference a day can make. Offensively, defensively, pitching all the way around. Falling 6-3 yesterday into the loser's bracket, leading 11-1 now, and showing bunt, knocking it down in front of home plate. Throw to first to end it. Not going to do it. Safe. Just a perfectly executed Bryn Bellis bunt. Turns into a single. And the game continues. Bryn Stengel gets to second with J.C. Jones up next. 0-for-1 with a strikeout, one of those three Miller Ks. 11-1. West Monona trying to force a bottom of the inning here, trailing by 10. They need to get it within 9. And that's fouled away on the first pitch. Jones started as the DP, moved over to second base, back in the second inning.
This would be a good time for a little soft ground ball. Just hard enough to get down to third in time or up to Briley Peterson at first. Let them field it, step on the bag, and end this one.
You've got the force out everywhere with runners at first and second. Pitch misses, ball one. Along with a strike for J.C. Jones, a 137 hitter, just 10 hits this season. She's played in pretty much all of their games. Here's the 1-1. That's a swinging strike two. And now one strike remaining, perhaps, in West Monona's season. Can Riley Miller seal the deal here? Two outs, 11-1. Spartans, 1-2, swinging strike three. They get it done in four innings. 11-1, your final score. Riley Miller gets her fourth strikeout of the day to go along with a two-run home run in the first inning. They can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief. They do have to play now at 7:30 tonight, but you used your mulligan yesterday. But if you keep winning, you can still get to Friday. If there is a good thing here for Exira EHK Audubon, they're in the top half of the bracket. They play two today, two tomorrow. If they keep winning, rather than one today and three tomorrow, I think if you're in the top half like they are, I think it just gets a little easier when you can spread that out over 2 days evenly.
Yeah, agreed. And this is what they needed. They needed that bounce back win, and they got it here today. And this was the team that we saw from them all season long. So not surprised that they came out and played the way that they did here today.
Thanks to our phone line sponsors today, Mackey Motors and Motor Inn. Thanks so much for joining us for this Round 2 elimination game, 1A state tournament. Exira EHK Audubon moving on over West Monona with an 11-1 win in 3.5 innings. Coming up next, it is the Mackey Motors post-game show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. And when we return, we'll also name our Culver's Player of the Game. Celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll, Culver's, welcome to Delicious. West Monona's state trip comes up empty here, 0-2, but your Exira EHK Audubon Spartans are moving on, and Jeff Blankman's going to wait around until 7:30 tonight for that next game. Back in a moment. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor in. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Back in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. We will name our Culver's player of the game here in just a moment. 41 years in business, 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Welcome to the Mackey Motors post-game show. Together let's drive. At Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Before Jeff Blankman goes and grabs some video interviews with some much happier Xyra EHK Audubon Spartans here in a moment. Jeff, let's get your thoughts on this. Four-inning win, takes 3.5. They win 11-1. Really good pitching today. The bats got going, something that they struggled with yesterday. They finish with 6 hits. There were 4 West Monona errors. 11-1 the win and the home run and some really good pitching from Riley Miller. Just an all-around really good day for the Spartans that we were here for.
Yeah, we saw more of what we expected from them here at the tournament. Got the bats on the ball. Everybody was involved with something. Much more patient at the plate, swinging and only strikes today. The defense played very well today behind Riley, who was outstanding. That home run she had in the first inning was key, kind of sparked this team after they had fallen down 1-0. So,
go get some interviews, and Riley Miller is our Culver's player of the game.
Yes, absolutely. Well-deserved second straight day, and have fun with your other broadcast today, and I'll have, I think, Mason helping me out tonight with that game coming up later tonight on KKRL.
Good deal, as the state tournament run continues for Xyra EHK Audubon. It took getting to the loser's bracket today to pick up a win, but again, they can win tonight, a couple wins tomorrow, and they could still be playing at 2:30 coming up on Friday for a state championship. Culver's player of the game, that's Riley Miller, and we will take a look at all of our numbers here in just a moment, as this one goes just over an hour. I had it at about an hour and 5 minutes, as Exira EHK Audubon comes away with an 11-1 win in 3.5 innings. So the Spartans of Exira EHK Audubon move to 24-5. West Monona's fourth straight state tournament bid will come up empty, and they finish the year 25-8. Coming up in a moment, we'll run through the numbers as Exira EHK had a fantastic day, led by Riley Miller, our Culver's player of the game. Back after this on 93.7 KKRL for our CB Sports Network coverage. We're back after this thanks to our phone line sponsors, Mackey Motors and Motor Inn.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Great teams aren't built overnight. They're built through hard work, determination, teamwork, and the support of an entire community. Those are the same values they believe in every day at Darrow's Place in Hamlin, and they're proud to stand behind the Spartans as they compete at the state softball tournament. Whether you're gathering with family before the game or catching up afterward, stop in for a famous breaded pork tenderloin, a trip through the salad bar, or a slice of homemade pie. Good luck from our team at Darrow's Place. Go Spartans!
Our post-game coverage from the state softball tournament in Fort Dodge continues from the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex at Farm Bureau Field, where West Monona has been eliminated in Class 1A at the hands of Exira EHK Audubon. This new double elimination format, the one seed. Exira EHK Audubon fell yesterday to Edco 6-3, but they move on and play again tonight at 7:30. Jeff Blankman and Mason Nealand will have that game covered for you here on 93.7 KKRL, as I'll be doing some 2A state broadcasts for the Girls Union this afternoon and tomorrow. But if they can somehow win their way back to Friday, which I'm really hoping they can do, I would come back and call a state championship on Friday. Certainly easier in the winner's bracket, but they checked the first box in the loser's bracket here today. They do it after falling behind 1-0 on a pass ball in the first inning. A third base runner came home to score, and that was the only one for West Monona. That 1-0 lead evaporated quickly. A two-run homer for Riley Miller in the bottom half of the inning scored Taryn Peterson for one of her three runs today as the leadoff hitter, and a one-for-two day, three steals for Taryn. Eight runs in the second inning. They got through the whole batting lineup more than once that time, and one more for good measure in the bottom of the third, and then it was down to West Monona to try to get one run to force the bottom of the fourth. They could not do it, so they get this win in 3.5 innings, 11-1. Exira EHK Audubon moves on. I mentioned Taryn Peterson finishes 1-for-2 with three runs, a walk, and three steals. Anna Larson ends the day 1-for-3 with a run and a pair of RBIs. Riley Miller, the home run in the first inning, she goes 1-for-2 with the run and three runs driven in total. Three RBIs yesterday, three more today for RBI Miller. Riley Peterson, 1-for-3 with a run and a pair of RBIs. Lucy Stanerson goes 0-for-1 with a run scored and a pair of walks. Abby Wanzer, the leading hitter today, she gets on with a couple singles in three at-bats, a run scored and a steal. Zoe Rasmussen goes 0 for 1 with an RBI and a walk. Brennan Nelson 0 for 1 with an RBI and a walk. And that'll do it for your batters for Exira EHK Audubon. Riley Miller goes all four innings, giving up just one run. It was unearned by my count. And it was a three-hit day against her. Four strikeouts, two walks, and your winning pitcher, Riley Miller. She is your Culver's player of the game as well, with an excellent day in the circle and also that two-run homer in the first inning to go up 2-1, and then they never looked back. Riley Miller, your Culver's player of the game, and that'll just about do it for our Mackey Motors postgame show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Thanks to Mackey Motors for also being one of our phone sponsors. We had some technical issues yesterday. Cell service wasn't great. Today, things appear to run much smoother, so thankfully that was the case here on day two. The game, the technology worked the same way as the game. Yesterday, not great. Today, great. And the Spartans of Exira EHK matched it with a loss yesterday and a win today. So let's hope the technology stays strong all week long, as do the Spartans. Phone booth sponsors today, phone line sponsors, Mackey Motors and Motor Inn. Thanks to them, Culver's player of the game, celebrating 41 years in business, 14 years in Carroll. Culver's welcome to Delicious. That was Riley Miller as we wind down our coverage from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Just checking all of our boxes here and getting all of our sponsors the mentions that they deserve. We could not do what we do without all of our sponsors. So if you hear a business sponsoring a broadcast, that means they care about the local community, the athletes. So we thank them. You thank them as well. Today's broadcast has been a production of the CB Sports Network on 93.7 KKRL. We'll do it all over again tonight at 7:30 with Jeff Blankman and Mason Nealand against either Southeast Warren or Edgewood Colesburg. The loser of their game at 12:30 or so will meet up with Exira EHK Audubon in another elimination game. I'm Nick Brinks for Jeff Blankman. So long from Fort Dodge. Be on the lookout for those video interviews with the Spartans with Jeff Blankman on the CB Sports Network website and YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll be back tonight for more state softball coverage from Fort Dodge and Farm Bureau Field. Congratulations to Exira EHK Audubon. They're moving on.